from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's a wake-up call. 404-726-0929. If you want to call in and weigh in on the whipping that Maria just put on Bo, and which one, Wednesday, or some of the crazy, cool Drake London cuts we had earlier, man. That was a lot of fun catching up with him yesterday.
Verbiage is off, but okay.
Verbiage.
I don't know. I thought I did a good job.
Yeah. You did do a good job.
Very thorough.
I got whipped. I think it was a good contest. Out. It came down to the judges' scorecard, and you know what, Maria? That's all me, because you never leave it to the judges.
Listen, I thought that her...
You're just going to blame him.
Her comments about kickers, you know, closers having more pitches and kickers have to do it all at once. I thought that was...
It's a valid point. I made an accurate point as well. You better step up when most of the team doesn't accept you. It's
you
your one chance.
You lost me when you said that you don't believe in ghosts, but you believe in spirits. I was like, okay, I'm done. I can't listen to this guy anymore this morning. I had enough of it.
Yeah, well, you lost me when you said that there was a doctor's office that uses cell phones to call their patients.
I still plan on investigating this. Shout out to everybody that's hanging out with us on the X or on the Twix or on the Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Atlanta Falcons
the
Commander,
Twix?
Saying it's hump day. T.A. Wolfhound says, awesome that you're on the radio. You guys made it this morning. And our buddy Sydney Richardson says, love you too. Need more of this. We did our wake-up call. I'm sorry, not our wake-up call. Clocking in live from Bo's truck this morning. So that was that's quite the adventure. Listen, we made it, though. We made it. We walked in the studio at 5:59:30, and we're here, man, having a good day.
Maria, my truck, I try to keep clean. It's a constant struggle. But I have camp truck and the regular season part of my truck where you've traveled like 3 out of 4 weeks.
Right.
The camp version of my truck has like duffel bags and water bottles strewn through it. Like it's everywhere. And so when we thought you might ride, you were almost there, you might ride with us. I was like,
so self-conscious. I'm like, bro, I got two toddlers in my truck. Yeah, their car seats.
Throw stuff under the seat.
You don't want any of the smoke from my back seat right now. It's a cesspool back there.
I'm sure it's not as bad as some of the cars I've ridden in, so it would have been fine. But I drove myself.
All right. Speaking of trucks and what's going on in the truck, let's head out to our boy Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, buddy. How you doing?
What's happening? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's going on?
Can't complain.
Good. First of all, Maria, welcome to our little show.
Yeah, there you go.
Appreciate that.
You haven't heard of me before, but I'm on the show too a lot. You know, just because I call in and I talk a lot. But anyway, my wake up call is for Brother Bo. In a playful way, Brother Bo, you need to get on your job and make sure that we know when the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic is going to be.
Ooh.
I have four people that already said we want tickets. And my boss called me and said, when this charity thing going again, we want to be a part of that again. Yeah. So, you know, I got several things going for you, my brother, but well, I just...
Larry, here's what I'm going to tell you.
In the business, we call that teeing them up. Go ahead, Poe. Get that infomercial out.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I cannot give you an exact date today, but what I would like to tell you is you need to go ahead and tell them it's all happening, and it will be around the same time, okay? Yeah. I can't give everything away because we are in the final kind of little moments of getting the details just like we want them and getting everything lined up, but just plan on having all of those people involved. And it's going to be for, and it will probably, it should, I don't see it how it's not changing. We are still going to have our friends at Pets for Vets as well. I'm excited about it this year as I was last year, but it's happening. Just that date will be coming soon. In fact, you will know before we kick off the regular season, you will know the date.
Yeah.
And time.
All right. Let's head out to one of the board members of Mike's Mafia, and he's probably in a truck as well. That's our buddy Minty out there on 285. Minty, I hope you're having a good morning. I hope you're not stuck in traffic out there, man. It's been crazy.
No, I am not. I might have breathed around 285, but we have to hold each other accountable in Mike's Mafia.
That's right.
So, Maria, go stand over there with Bo while I talk to Mike for a second. The doctor's office has landlines. We actually have buttons that you press down, dog. How did you miss this? Has it been so long since you've been to the doctor's office? Like, you used to just knocking on somebody's door in the middle of the night and giving them a gold coin and asking for help. Okay, is that what's going on?
Look, man, I'm just saying that Emory up there is like 2 years old. I don't even think they sell landlines anymore, Minty.
I think on a bigger note, how is it that you two, Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson, don't have the presence of mind to know when you are in the intros of a Stephen King slasher flick? Okay? The lights are off, even the red light is off, and you go and investigate why there's a power outage. Did you see any of the Flowey brand staff out there trying to investigate? But no, you two. You're going to do the investigation. I thought to myself, ain't no brothers with them this morning. There was no brothers with them. Because I would have tapped both of y'all on the back and said, let's get out of here.
That is such a good call, Minty. I absolutely love that, man, because he's right. It did feel like that this morning, man. Those pipes were being pounded. Yeah, ting, ting, ting. And actually, Jersey Mike ended up sending us, he said it was happening a little bit later in the morning. He ended up sending us a video. Maybe we can get that sound on air here in just a second. But he's right, man. We were like, hey, it's really dark over there. Let's go investigate.
Yeah.
What's the thought process there?
Let's find power.
Whose idea was it?
Mine.
Definitely his.
But he went along with it. He was like, okay.
Let's look at the softball field. And, of course, I didn't want you to be by yourself, man. I'm like, I'll go with you. I'll ride that wave with you, man. We'll go over there and check it out and investigate. But we didn't even make it inside the guard shack. We just kind of did a U-turn right there where the little arm goes up and down. And we were like, all right, let's head out of here.
Yeah. Well, Brandon Ruth's call was timed perfectly because it was probably the reason that we made it back, like, right in time. But no, look, we're teammates, and we talked about it earlier. You know, we everybody that's involved in this radio station and the show, especially, give each other a lot of crap. But when push comes to shove, we got each other's back. Mike was gonna, if I drop my bag, I'm probably a little bit quicker. He's got a longer stride, but I can.
You go, I'll catch up.
Yeah. I think I would have gotten out of there, and plus Mike would have put up a. He's probably harder to.
Well, we also knew our backup was coming. Maria was, 5 minutes behind us. We knew that, she'd clear anything out.
We're just waiting for her to run somebody over with her car.
I actually was a little scared you guys saw me driving. I was like, wait, did they just see me? Because I was going so fast.
I saw you right here at the roundabout, and I was like, did she just get sideways coming out of the roundabout? Like, whoa, that's impressive.
She drifted all the way back into the
Mercedes. Also, is that a Mercedes? Wow.
All right, let's head out to our buddy Derek over in Elwood. Good morning, Derek. I hope you're having a good day, man.
Good morning, guys. How doing?
Oh, I can't complain.
I have a question about the Falcons. I want you guys to answer. Which do you want Falcons to be, a high power offense or a dominant defense? Because they are going to be good.
This is one of the things that I think, Derek, that we've all kind of, and Maria can touch on this as well. I think we've all come to terms with the fact that right now, as we look at it, if you are going to be a playoff team, the blueprint is going to be high-powered offense and a defense that just kind of does enough. Because I don't know if enough people, and I have all the respect in the world for Raheem and Jimmy Lake, Ryan Nielsen did a lot in his 1 year as the defense coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, he made a defense that on paper was really not that great look pretty good. And I think that a lot of people kind of forgot that. And this offense, I think, is, and typically in camp, this is how it goes. Offenses are usually a couple steps ahead. Granted, there's a lot of new pieces coming in, new coaches, new verbiage of things. Everybody calls things differently, etc. But I think this offense is really going to be a step ahead of the defense for sure. And there's way more question marks on the defensive side of the ball for this team. I think if you want to be a playoff team, which I think the Falcons can be with the team that they have, and I will say that again, I think they can be a playoff team. I think it's going to be the offense that gets them there.
The two of the best teams we've seen in Falcons history were the 2012 and 2016 team, and they were both very, very good offenses with, and especially the 12 defense was very opportunistic. All right, they seemed to have a knack for coming up with the big turnover when needed, the big stop when needed, the big intercept sack when needed, because they had Abraham. In 2016, they weren't until the last, I would say, 5 weeks of the regular season or 4 weeks of the regular. After that Chiefs loss, they just hit a stride. And the defense played with more and more and more confidence. Dan Quinn took over the play calling, and they were opportunistic in their own right. You don't, if the Chiefs have shown us anything, you don't have to be a great offense. And the last Chiefs team had a really good defense in the Super Bowl, but the other ones, they weren't a great defense. They were a great offense with an opportunistic defense that was able to get a stop when needed, and they knew their offense was always going to put points on the board. I'll take that all day long.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
What's left? Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.